México. Christ the living Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your interventions that we get per time. Thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Thank you for magnifying your name in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the miraculous works your mighty hand has performed in our lives. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were done against us. Thank you for destroying all that the enemy has perfectly done in their realms and kingdoms to cause evils in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you touch our lives through this program, Healing Streams program. We thank you for the healings you have done, the deliverances, the revival, the transformation you have done in the lives of people through this program. We thank you for a new beginning of great things that is coming upon every one of us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning to lay at your feet, to pray. O Lord, speak to us and minister unto us in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move among us in this meeting to solve difficult problems, to change lives, and to set the captives free. Move mightily among us to do your mighty works, so that your name can be praised in all the earth. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to be looking at a topic hunger for his presence. Yeah, it's a direct, it's a direct statement, like an instruction or a command or an admonition that you should hunger for God's presence. That is the topic. Hunger for his presence. Have hunger for his presence. And let us look at the book of Psalm 42. Psalm 42. Verse 1. As the fire panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. If we read the same from New Living Translation, Psalm 42, verse 1, it says, as the deer longs for the streams of water, so I long for you, O God. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. The question is, how many Christians of God this time? How many Christians have sought out the plan of God? Such soul that pants after God, that longs for God. Yeah, you don't even need to see a vision or see a revelation to discover that there are just very few Christians today. Very few that have this strong hunger or longing in their hearts for God. Very few. In fact, more than half of people that are seeking God today, they are seeking God for personal benefit, for selfish interest, not because they love God, but because of want of what they want God to give them or do to them. So many people are not really longing for God, just to be with Him, just to know Him. Yeah, many people are not really longing for God because they love Him. Many seeking God, attending prayer meetings because of certain things they want to get from God. Yeah. So the real hunger for God's presence is the hunger that comes out of love for God. That's the real hunger for God's presence. Is an hunger that is born out of deep love for God. Yeah, and hunger is based on knowing God. And hunger that is based on getting closer to Him, knowing His personality, knowing His heart, knowing His nature. That is the real hunger for God's presence. So in this psalm, I think this is the psalm of David. Okay. Yeah. It's a psalm of the descendants of Korah. Yeah. Wasn't written by David, but the writer of this psalm. In fact, let us read verse 2, Psalm 42, verse 2. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before Him? I thirst for God. I thirst for God. So you can see here that the writer of this particular psalm wrote this psalm from an heart that really wants to be with God. In fact, if you read further, you will see that he considered this, the writer of this particular psalm, Psalm 42, considered everything happening in his life, all the attacks coming from the enemy, the discouragement. He considered all of those things as distractions. Yeah, so he is someone that does not want to be distracted. He's someone that always wants to be with God, be in God, in God's presence. Yeah, so he considered all the cares of this world, troubles, battles, you consider them as a distraction. Yeah, because he just wants to be with God. That is all he wants. That is how our lives should be as Christians or as Christian believers. You should always long for God's presence. You should always long for God's presence. Yeah, over the years I have watched many people who used to have strong passion, strong zeal for God. I mean, I knew those people to have strong passion and zeal for God. But with my eyes, I watched them go down spiritually, feel some of them lose connection with God. Yeah, I mean, these are people that we used to have fellowship together, and in those years I knew them to be full of fire and zeal and passion for God. But today, they have lost all of that. They have lost the fire. They have lost the passion. They have lost the zeal, the charisma. They have lost almost everything. Some have lost everything. They have lost even their salvation. Yeah. And then I ask myself, why haven't I lost anything? In fact, I gained more. Why haven't I lost the fire as they lost the fire? Why haven't I lost faith as they lost faith? Then I realized that it was because of my hunger for God. It was because my hunger for God did not die from those years. I'm speaking of maybe 15, 16 years ago. So why haven't I lost the fire as those believers did? It was because my hunger for his presence didn't die. Yeah, so this topic we are looking at this morning is the secret for consistent walk with God. That is how you can walk with God forever and not fall away or lose connection with God. Yeah, if you can sustain hunger for his presence, if you can keep that hunger in your heart all the time, It is sure that you will not fail God. It is sure that you will not fall away. And of course, it is sure that you will end up with God in His kingdom. Yeah. So it is not like I did not encounter the same problems those people encountered. I mean, those people that we started the Christian journey together. It's not that I did not encounter troubles like they did, problems, challenges of life. Of course I did. Probably maybe I encountered even much more than they did. Yeah. But even while I go through those tough times, I made sure I do not lose the hunger for His presence. All the challenges and troubles Satan brought upon me keeps on pushing me to His presence. They keep on pushing me to His presence. Pushing me to His presence. And I make sure they keep on pushing me to His presence. Because when Satan brings challenges and problems upon you, his goal, his aim, is to draw you far from God's presence. But I made up my mind to take advantage of problems, troubles, challenges of life, to draw closer to God, to draw closer to His presence, to seek Him the more. And that is why I am here today, still standing strong in the faith. In the truth and in righteousness. And that is how we stand strong to the end. Yeah, so if you really want to go far with God, you must not lose the hunger for His presence. Now, we're going to be looking at 4 points under this topic. Point number one, learn to forget yourself. Yeah, is how to sustain hunger for His presence. Point number one, learn to forget yourself. Let us look at Luke chapter 9. Verse 23. Luke chapter 9. Verse 23. And He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. My emphasis is going to be on let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. Now, if you look at this particular verse in other translations, which we are going to do now, you're going to see that some translation says, let him forget himself. Let him forget itself. Let me read from easy to read version. Easy to read version. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus continued to say to all of them, any of you who want to be my follower must stop thinking about yourself and what you want. Yeah, you see that? That anyone that wants to be Jesus' follower must stop thinking about themselves and what they want. Yeah, you cannot sustain hunger for God's presence if you do not forget yourself. If you are thinking about yourself and what you want, you cannot sustain hunger for God's presence. There are other translations I want to look at. Okay, let us also look at Easy English Bible. Easy English Bible translation. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. This version is called Easy English Bible. Let me look at it again. Easy English Bible. So you can go and check and confirm. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus said to all the people that were there, a person who wants to be my disciple must not think about himself. You see that? Or you hear that? A person who wants to be my disciple must not think. Yeah. You can see when we read easy to read version, you can see the word must not. And then here, it's saying the same thing. Must not. So you can see must means must. Must means must. It's not me. It says must. A person who wants to be my disciple must not think about himself. And not only that, it went further to say he must decide that his own life is not important. He must decide that his own life is not important. Yeah, in fact, it went further to say every day he must be like someone who carries his own cross to go and die. Then he may come with me as my disciple. Yeah. So you can see from this verse that following Jesus is a serious matter. It's not a joke. Being Jesus' disciple is a serious issue. It's not a joke. And from here, you can conclude that majority of people in churches are not disciples of Jesus. Yeah, they are not. And even from this verse, you can conclude that majority of pastors and ministers of God are not disciples of Jesus. Yeah, it says, a person who wants to be my disciple must not think about himself. He must decide that his own life is not important. How many people are doing that? How many people, how many people in the church today consider their life as not important? And how many people are not thinking about themselves and about what they want? But Jesus said that is the cost to be his disciples. To be his disciple. That is the price to pay to be his disciple. Yeah. So if you are going to keep hunger for God alive in your heart, hunger for his presence, if you are going to keep that hunger alive in your heart, you must forget about yourself. You must forget about yourself. Let's read Amplified Bible version. Then that will be the last version I'll look at. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, in brackets, he must deny himself, that is, set aside selfish interest. Set aside selfish interest and take up his cross daily, that is, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come. Yeah. Today you find Christians that they have a low threshold, or maybe I should call it this way, they have a very low endurance threshold. A very low endurance threshold. What does that mean? It means they cannot endure they can't endure hardship for a long time. They cannot endure suffering for a long time. Yeah. These are believers that when they encounter some very serious challenges, and then they prayed and prayed and the thing did not go, the challenge did not go, the next thing is they don't pray anymore, they can't pray anymore, they can't fast anymore, they cannot trust God anymore. In fact, they can't even attend fellowship meetings, church meetings, church programs anymore, because they have a very low endurance threshold because they cannot endure afflictions. They cannot endure sufferings for Jesus. Yeah. If you are not thinking about yourself, according to the translations we have read, if you are not thinking about what you want, if you're always thinking about what Jesus wants, what God wants, you will have strong endurance for any situation you come across. You will have strong endurance for sufferings, for afflictions, if you are such a Christian that have denied yourself, you have forgotten yourself. I was looking for other versions. Maybe I might find them later. Some versions of this Luke chapter 9, verse 23, some versions said, or maybe it was Matthew 16, verse 24, because the verses look alike. If you read Matthew 16, verse 24, you will also see the same thing that we read here in Luke 9, 23. Yeah, some versions said, if any man will come after Jesus, that the man must forget himself. Some other translations said, the man must lose sight of himself, that is, he must not see himself. Such a man must have considered his own life as not important, to the point that he doesn't even look at himself. He cannot even remember how he or she looked like in appearance. So the version said, the man must lose sight of himself, must not think about himself, must forget himself, must consider himself as not important. So this is how to follow Jesus. So if we follow this principle for discipleship, if you are not thinking about yourself and about what you want, but you are always thinking about Jesus and about what Jesus wants, you will have strong endurance for whatever situation that confronts you. Because the strength of Satan over your soul is in self. I mean, yielding to yourself. Yielding to the desires and the cravings of yourself. That is the strength of Satan over your soul. I mean, the power that Satan have over your soul is in the fact that you are following yourself, or you are embracing self. You are yielding to the desires of yourself. Yeah, you are yielding to the desires of your flesh. That is the power Satan have over your soul. So the moment you don't think about yourself anymore, you don't care about yourself anymore, about what you want, the power of Satan over your soul becomes weakened and will die completely. Now, I'm telling you, very practical thing. This is what I have experienced. Yeah. So I realized that Satan becomes very powerful when self is still alive in you. When self is still alive. When you still believe in self, yourself, your emotions, your feelings, your senses, you follow those things, Satan becomes stronger over you. But when self is dead, Satan becomes very weak over you. And the same applies to whatever he sends into your life, whether it's poverty, afflictions, whatever challenge, whether sickness, disease, all of them also become weak because they are all agents of darkness. Yeah, all of those things I have mentioned, they are all working for Satan. Or the afflictions, the sufferings, the troubles, yeah, the sickness, they are all working for Satan. Yeah, but when you do not think about yourself anymore, you are not living for yourself, you don't consider yourself as important, all you think about is what Jesus wants and not what you want. The challenges that Satan brings to your life will not move you at all. Those challenges will not move you at all. Yeah. I as a person have gone through very serious challenges that I don't tell anyone. Nobody know about such challenges. I know that only very few, I mean very few Christians can go through that type of challenge and not lose their salvation and not stop following God. You know, it's only very few Christians can survive those kind of challenges. Yeah, but to me, those challenges are just nothing. Because self is dead in my life. And keeps dying every day. Yeah, so if you want to sustain a strong hunger in your heart for God, for God's presence, you must learn to forget yourself and forget what you want. May the Lord multiply your understanding. Point number two. Fix your eyes on Him. For those of you that newly joined, we are looking at a topic that says hunger for His presence. Hunger for His presence. So the second point is fix your eyes on Him. Fix your eyes on Jesus, on God. Let us look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You must keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes. You remember the story of how Peter walked on water. When Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, it was easy for him to walk on water. But when he shifted his focus from Jesus to the wind and the storm that was blowing, he couldn't walk on water anymore. He began to sink. He began to sink. So we must learn to set our eyes on Jesus. Keep looking at Him. Keep looking at Him. So it must be your focus. Forget about everything you are looking for. Forget about the answers you are looking for, the solutions you are looking for. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Yeah, because all those things you are looking for, they are already in Jesus. Everything you are looking for, they are inside of Jesus. The health you are looking for is in Jesus and will come from Jesus. The deliverance you are looking for, they are all inside Jesus. Yeah, some people keep looking around, going everywhere, looking for solutions. Looking for help, going from one pastor to another, from one prophet to another, from one church to another, and many of those churches are not even, they are not of God. Yeah. You see, if Jesus will not help you, no pastor can help you. If Jesus will not solve your problems, no prophet can solve the problem. Yeah. If we ministers of God pray for people, get miracles, it is not, those people got the miracles because Jesus wants them to get the miracles, because Jesus wants the miracle to happen. That is why they get the miracle. It's not because we have the anointing to solve the problems. It is because Jesus wants the problems solved. I don't know if you are getting my point. So if any man of God pray for you and the problem and your problem disappear, it is not because the man of God is anointed. It is because Jesus wants the problem to disappear. Yeah. And so to prove this, to prove that it's all about Jesus, that is why we men of God pray for people and they don't get their problems solved. And their problems still remain. To prove that it is not about the ministers or the men of God, it is about Jesus. So Jesus will ensure that there are people who don't receive the miracles, even after being prayed for. Jesus will ensure that there are people who don't receive the breakthroughs and blessings, even after being prayed for. Because Jesus wants to prove to everyone that it is not about those people he is using to work miracles, that it is about him. Yeah. So if you don't have a quality relationship with God, you don't draw closer to Jesus, you don't fix your eyes on Jesus, and then you are going about looking for one anointed man of God or woman of God somewhere, you'll be disappointed because your problems will not be solved. Yeah. So the first thing is to be close to him, to know him. Yeah, so you cannot ignore that and start looking for solutions everywhere. Yeah, you are not going to get the solution. Well, you might gain, maybe if you go to a false prophet. And no false prophet can give you a solution, actually. Whatever they give you is a problem. Yeah. Even if it looks real, maybe they prayed for you and then it looks like your problem disappeared. Your problems multiplied. It did not disappear. Yeah. It might look to your eyes that your problem disappeared, but actually it multiplied. Because devil cannot give any good thing, since they are using the powers of Satan to operate. Yeah. I pray that the Lord will give you more understanding of these things. Let's also look at Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. Verse 1 and verse 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, speak those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You can see that. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So which means if you ever think of the things on the earth, it must be because of the things above. Do you get that? If you ever think of things on earth in your mind, it must be because of the things above. So that's why it says, set your affection, your passion, your love on things above. So use the things here on earth. Satisfy the things above. Gain the things above. Leave the things above to fulfill the things above. May the Lord multiply your understanding. Now we are moving to point number 3. Remember that we are looking at hunger for His presence. Point number 3 says, meditation brings His presence. Meditation brings His presence. Let us look at Psalm 77, verse 12. Psalm 77, verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Meditation brings God's presence. Meditation opens the portals, the divine portals, to entering deep into God's presence. So how often do you meditate as a Christian? The same mind you are thinking, the same mind you are using to think about rubbish. Yeah, because carnal things, they are rubbish in the sight of God. Carnal things. So the same mind you are using to think carnal things, you can use that same mind to enrich your life. Same mind you are using to fear, to worry, you can use the same mind to launch yourself deep into God's presence through meditation. Just the same way you could think about so many issues of life. So why can't you also sit down and start thinking about the good works of Jesus in your life? All the works of God in the Bible. All the great things written in the scriptures about God. Why can't you meditate on those things? All the things written about the nature of God, the personality of God. the signs and wonders of God. Even the testimonies in your life. I mean, why can't you meditate on the testimonies you have already about Jesus? The testimonies you have from Jesus. Instead of sitting down and thinking about things that we had no value to your life. Things that will give you no life, no strength. I pray that you will start to meditate on the things above and on the works of God. Point number 4. Praises bring His presence. Praises bring God's presence. When you praise God, His presence comes down. His glory comes down. When you praise Him, let us look at Acts 16:25-26 of the apostles. 16:25-26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Yeah, you can see how praises can launch you into the depths of God's presence. I have said it before that there are some levels in God's presence that you will get to. And certain problems will have to disappear in your life. Yeah, there are some depths of God's presence that when you touch that depth of God's presence, your chains will break instantly. Yeah, whatever captivity of darkness is in your life, it will disappear instantly, because at that realm of God's presence, it is an offense for those bodies of darkness, yokes of darkness, chains of slavery, to stay there. I mean, it is impossible for those yokes to survive at that level of God's presence. Yeah, so you can take God's presence to mean a very big house with different rooms and inner chambers. Yeah, you can liken God's presence to be a very big house with different rooms and chambers, inner chambers, or even maybe underground chambers. Yeah, so the deeper you enter into his presence, the greater the glory you're going to see, and the greater the power you're going to encounter. Yeah, some Christians, the presence of God they feel or they get is just at the compound. You know, those that build mansions, they will have a compound and then they will have a gate. Yeah, some believers, the presence that they feel, some is just at the gate. They have not even opened the gate and enter. They are just at the gate of heaven, at the gate of God's presence. And some, the presence they feel, it does the compound. And after you open the gate and you enter through the gate, and then you find yourself at the compound of the building. Some believers, that's the only presence of God they can access. And that looks so big to them, so important to them. But they don't know that there is more. Yeah. There is more. So, which level of God's presence do you access whenever you pray, whenever you worship, whenever you praise God? Which level of his presence do you access? Are you still at the gate? You have not even entered. You are just at the gate, at the security post, at the gate. Are you still outside the gate? Or you are just in the compound? Yeah, and because you could feel that presence so strong, you think that is all about God's presence. Whereas there are rooms, deep places, inner chambers in his presence. Yeah. So, if we really praise God genuinely, because some people are praising God and then they have a lifestyle that is not pleasing to God. How will that praise do anything? You are praising God and you are still living in sin. You are praising God and you have a lifestyle that God hates. How do you expect your praises to change anything? Nothing is going to change. So you don't praise God with an impure heart or from an impure heart. And you don't praise God with a heart that is distracting, that is full of distraction. You are singing praises and then you are thinking about somebody somewhere. You are thinking about something somewhere. How can that kind of praises produce any change? Yeah. But there are men who know how to praise God. Men like Paul and Silas in that place that we have read. They know how to praise God. And they praise God in the midst of one of the most unpleasant situations ever. Because prior to this time, the authorities arrested them, they beat them publicly, public disgrace. They beat them, flogged them, and not only that, they put them in prison, chained them, hands and feet. But this man converted the whole situation into praise. And they began to praise. Serious praise. Their hearts were so focused on heaven that they were not even thinking about the other prisoners that were hearing. Some of you can't even praise God in the public because you don't want somebody that is hearing you to keep saying, why is she singing? Why is she praising God? These men, they were not even conscious of the people around them that were listening. They just went ahead. I mean, they were just focused on heaven, focused on God. They were not thinking about the people around. Yeah, and they were not doing it because they want to show the people around that they can sing. Yeah. They praise God with a heart that is fixed on heaven. And something happened. Something will happen in your life as well if you start praising God correctly. May the Lord help. In Jesus' name. So, we're going to stop here. Now we're going to be praying. We're going to pray three prayer points. And after that, I'll pray for you and I'll pray on your water. The first prayer point. You're going to ask God to forgive you for considering other things more important than His presence, than seeking for His presence, longing for His presence. You can say, Father, forgive me for considering other things more important than longing for your presence, than seeking for your presence. Open your mouth and pray. There is nothing in this world that is more important. And that is more important. Even your life is not more important than His presence. Your job is not more important than His presence. If anyone tells you that your job is more important, that person is an agent of Satan. Yeah, you can pay tithe from your job. Yeah, but that doesn't make your job more important than His presence. Yeah. I am not a pastor that will deceive you. You can pay tithe to me or to my ministry from your job. But I will tell you the truth that job is not more important than God's presence. God's presence deserves that you even quit that job if necessary. Talk to God. Say, Father, forgive me for considering other things more important than your presence. Say, Father, forgive me for considering some people more important. Some parents, they consider their children, grandchildren more important than God's presence. Some consider cooking in the kitchen, watching TV programs, listening to programs on the radio more important than God's presence? What kind of Christian are you if you find pleasure in doing such things? Say, Father, forgive me for considering certain things more important than longing for your presence. Forgive me. Your spouse is not more important than God's presence. Nothing in this world is more important. I mean, nothing in this world is more important than His presence. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, forgive me. I repent today. Forgive me for considering certain things more valuable than staying in your presence, than longing for your presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The second prayer point, you're going to pray. We talked about forgetting yourself. Forgetting yourself. Fixing your eyes on Him. Forgetting yourself. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to forget myself and fix my eyes, my heart on Jesus forever. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to deny myself. To forget myself. And to fix my heart on Jesus forever. Begin to pray like that. Neheshte atafane heleshte gala. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me to stop thinking about myself and about what I want. Holy Spirit, help me to think only about what Jesus wants and not what I want, but what Jesus wants. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, help me to forget myself and fix my eyes on Jesus forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, this deliver me from every activity of darkness. That don't want me to praise you. Say, Father, deliver me from every captivity of darkness that don't want me to praise you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every captivity of darkness that only want me to complain, to always complaining and murmuring instead of praising you. Oh Lord, deliver me from such captivity right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you, all you think about is, God said he's going to do this for me. Why have he not done it? Why have God not done this? You only think about what God have not done. What about what he can do? You take time to think about what God is capable of. What about that one? What about the things he has already done? Say, Father, deliver me from every bondage of darkness that don't want me to praise you. That don't want me to worship you with songs, praise you with songs, worship you with words, praise you with words, worship you with dance. Praise you with dance. Father, deliver me from those demons and darkness that don't want me to praise you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Raise up your right hand. Then you can hold your water with your other hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the privilege to be called your children, your own children, your sons and daughters. Thank you for the privilege you have given to us to be part of you, to be part of your kingdom. Thank you for the privilege to worship you in spirit, to praise you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the things you have exposed for us today, that nothing in this world is more important than you. Than your presence. Ask that you help everyone here to correct whatever they have been doing wrong with their lifestyle, with each days of their lives. Oh Lord, help everyone here to correct things that must be corrected. For your presence to be magnified in their lives. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the truth of God's kingdom, the truth of God's word shall prevail in your soul. In the name of Jesus, every lies and deception that is pulling you back, that is always pulling you back from drawing closer to God, every lie in your mind, lie, deception in your heart, in your soul, that is always pulling you back, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. In your life, you shall know the truth. In your life, the truth shall set you free. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the grace to always long for God's presence in every situation you find yourself, let the grace come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, let the grace fill you right now. In the name of Jesus, the grace to meditate on the Word of God, on the works of God, on the mighty things God has done. Receive the grace now. In the name of Jesus, I pray on your water that the power of Jesus possess the water right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. The healing power of Jesus. The deliverance power of Jesus. The creative power of Jesus. The restoring power of Jesus. And the reviving power of Jesus. Let them possess the water with you right now, in Jesus' name. Everything and everywhere this water touches, there shall be explosion of miracles. In the name of Jesus, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have done it. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.